Last week we spoke a little bit about what we do say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, so I want to change the topic a little bit as to what we don't say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, things that one would have expected would have been part of the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah and are glaringly missing, and for the halachic ramifications as to why that is in fact the case. Some of them are agreed upon by everybody, and others are actually subject to dispute. The Rosh, in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, quotes a machlokes going back in the days of the Gaonim, when you daven all the davenings in Rosh Hashanah, when you say Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah, so the text begins with Vatitan Lo Rosh Hashanah Be'ava. Stop. What's next? So in the Shalosh Regalim, so we insert the phrase Muadim L'Simcha Chagim L'Zman L'Sosam, highlighting the fact that these are days of Simcha. On Rosh Hashanah, there was one Nusach in the Gaonim that you say that also. Muadim L'Simcha Chagim L'Zman L'Sosam Yom HaZikaron Hazayim Tshuva, etc., etc. And the Rosh quotes another text from the Gaonim. No, that phrase is actually deleted. That you jump immediately to Vatitan L'Hashem Kirviyava as Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, Yom Teruah. You leave out those couple of words of Muadim L'Simcha Chag Mazman L'Sosan. So that's our practice. Our practice is like the second version of the Shemoneh Esrei. What was the point of contention? What were the Gaonim arguing about? So there are two ways of understanding what this Machlokes was. So one way of understanding it is that this is some basic fundamental, something so to speak, machlokes about whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So there seems to be somewhat of an issue in the poskim as to whether Rosh Hashanah is known as a yom simcha. We know that there's a mitzvah of a samach b'chagech and the shalosh regalim, and Rosh Hashanah is kind of a chag, because of the yom chageinu, it does have dimensions of a chag, it's a moed, it's a yomtif, you know, the malach on it, but it's not 100% clear whether it has the dimension of simcha. One of the reasons that would lead us to believe that maybe Rosh Hashanah is not so much of a yom simcha is that simcha is usually associated with Aliyah L'Regel, with bringing Shalmei Simcha, and that whole picture of going to the Beis HaMikdash and visiting and bringing Karbanos, etc., doesn't really apply to Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in Rosh Hashanah. So that led some to believe that maybe there's no mitzvah of Simcha, maybe Rosh Hashanah is a Simcha Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, but there's no real mitzvah of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And others said, no, it's not true, that Simcha can exist even out of the realm of Beis HaMikdash. Some wanted to suggest that maybe it depends on the Machlokes Taisa in the Rambam, whether Simchas Yantif can exist in HaTorah without the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos's view in Maseches Maikotan is that Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh is only with the Rabbanon. Simcha min HaTorah is only B'Shas HaMikdash, is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim with Achilas B'Shas Shalomim. And since we don't have that today, so the whole Satush of Simchas Yantif today, going on trips and eating meat and wine, all that stuff is all with the Rabbanon. I listed the going on trips as part of the Simchas Yantif. For some it is, for others it's the antithesis of Simchas Yantif. But we'll leave for another time, another place. But according to Tosfos, the whole Simchas Yantif that's practiced today is all amid the Rabbanon, because it's inconceivable to have a Simchas Yantif out of the realm of the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Tosfos' Shita, that Simchas Yantif is so much linked to Mikdash, it would make sense that on Rosh Hashanah there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Aliyah L'Regel, there is no Shami Simcha. And therefore, maybe Simchas Yantif doesn't exist. According to the Rambam, Minuchas Yantif, that Simchas Yantif exists today min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, Bas of the Yayin, all of the above are mitzvahs min HaTorah, even today. So according to the view of the Rambam, that Simchas Yantif can exist on its own merits. It's not so much linked to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe it would apply in Rosh Hashanah as well. So it's a little bit unclear what exactly the status of Simchas Yom is in the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. One of the big rayas that's brought, the Maharil points out, is that it's very hard to believe there's no Simchas Yantif in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah cancels Avelos. We know that the canceling of Avelos is a direct result of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. That's an explicit Gemara in Maikotan. So it's hard to understand that idea that there's no Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. It's limited Simcha, some kind of Simcha. But maybe that's the issue that the Rishonim and the Gaonim are arguing about. So if that's the chat, then this machlekes, the Nuscha Tefillah, is a real, real machlekes. It's really a hardcore machlekes, a real deraisetik machlekes. So Rabbi Jolti in his Sefer Mishas Yavetz suggests that maybe that's not the issue b'chlal. And maybe everybody agrees in the world of Lomdus, the Simcha Rosh Hashanah. The Gaonim are not fighting about what the Din Derais is. Of course, there's a bit of, to some degree, of Samach B'chagecha. What they're arguing about is as follows. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that we should have said Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, because they're Yom Tovim, so why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara says, we don't say Hallel, because Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefanav. It's not quite a time of Hallel, so that's too serious, too scary, too frightening, that the Svarim are open in Shemai, who's going to live, who's not going to live, so therefore that's not the right time to say Hallel. So what do you see from this Gemara? That there are certain tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah that the Tfibidus Adin should have been said. We really should have been saying halal. Rosh Hashanah is a yantif. It requires a halal. But the midas ha-din is so powerful that just prevents, we can't bring ourselves to say halal. So Rosh Hashanah suggests maybe that was a machlokes as well. At the Gaonim that said that you don't say Mu'anim Simcha Chaim Azman Musason, not because they held it's not as man simcha. What is about it's as man simcha? But they felt that it's inappropriate to scream it from the rooftops. Come on, give me a break. How can you say that with a straight face if your life is in the balance? So the same way that we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah for that reason, we don't say Mu'adim Simcha on Rosh Hashanah as well. And the other opinion said, no, that takes 2 seconds. People are sleeping, they don't pay attention to what the Chazan is saying. To say halal, to get up with the singing for 20 minutes, to say halal on Rosh Hashanah, that's not right. But just to throw in a half-baked phrase in Mu'adim Simcha, that's not so bad. So according to Rav Sholti, the machlokes, the ge'onim, is not such a lomdusha machlokes, not such a fundamental machlokes about the essence of the day of Rosh Hashanah. It's just a technicality, just how much can we publicize a lack thereof, the fact that it's a Yom Simcha, Yom Adin. But the Gemara does say, at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that we thought we should have said halal. Havamina was, we really should have said halal on Rosh Hashanah, and we don't because of this concern. So there is a question, why would we have thought to say halal on Rosh Hashanah? What's the driving force to recite halal on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara makes it sound like we really should, except for this technical quirk that we can't because it's a Sefer Chaim, Sefer Meisim. So why would we have thought it's appropriate to say halal? So there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to what the driving force of every halal is. Whenever you say halal on Yom Tov, what are you saying halal for exactly? What's the purpose? What's the goal of saying halal on Yom Tov? So the Ramban has a big chiddush in Sefer HaMitzvahs where he suggests that maybe the same halal on Yom Tov is a mitzvah min haTorah. What mitzvah min haTorah is it? It's part of Simchas Yom Tov. The Ramban says what Samach b'chagecha means, not just Karmanas and not just Bosner and Yair, but Simchas HaNefesh, to sing. Ein adam shar shirav tach simchu tuvlevav. So Simcha and Shira and halal always go hand in hand. And therefore the Ramban argues that saying halal on a Yom Tov is as a kiyum of a mitzvah in a Torah b'simchus Yom Tov. And the Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, where he quotes the Din of Halal, writes, the Halal is b'drabban. There's no simchus Yom Tov. That's not why he's saying halal. Why he's saying halal? It's like, kvar hayoy, the chazal mitzake, to enhance the davening a little bit, to make it a little bit nice, a little bit, more of an excitement on Yom Tov. But it's nothing to do with the mitzvah deraisa of simchus Yom Tov proper. According to the view of the Ramban, that it's Simchas Yom Tov that's the engine that's driving the recitation of Hallel, so that would lend credibility to the sheet that there is Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara says that the real reason we really emes labit that we should have said Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, but kamash blam we can't because of a quirk. So according to the Rambam, that Hallel was an expression of Kavod HaYom, it's part of somehow Yom Tov, the Yisav Alach of Yom Tov, it's a b'chayev of saying Hallel with the Rambanan. So we understand why Rosh Hashanah should be the same as the Shalosh Rabbah. So, but according to the Rabban, that it's Simchas Yom Tov that's driving Hallel. So the fact that the Gemara is entertaining the very, very strong possibility of saying Hallel and Rosh Hashanah, that seems to indicate that there really is a mitzvah of Simchas Hayom. At the end of the day, when there is or there is not, we don't say Hallel, we don't say Mu'adim Simchum. So it's all nice and lumdus. That's what I introduced by saying today's the Shia of the things that we don't say. So these are all the things that we don't say on the Davin. Imagine if we would have said halal. Davening would have been another 20 minutes. So we don't say halal. We don't say bottom of simcha. A few things that we delete in the davening on Rosh Hashanah. There is a phrase that's inserted into the Atit Alonu, which is also very, very shaky in halacha. That's a phrase that we do put in sometimes, and we take it out at other times. Namely, when Rosh Hashanah falls out, either on Shabbos or on Chol. So there's that word in the brackets. The word in the parentheses is Zichron. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we say Yom Truah. And Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, we say Yom Zichron Truah. Where in the world did that come from? So that's a throwback to the Gemara, the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that how come in one place in Chumash Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Truah, and one place it's a Zichron Truah? What's the difference? The Gemara says that Yom Truah means to actually blow, and Zichron Truah means not to blow. It means just to talk about it, to daven, to say the psukim. It means dafka not to blow. So when is Rosh Hashanah a Yom Truah? When is it a Zichron Truah? So the Gemara says depends. On Shabbos it's a Zichron Truah. You don't blow. And on a weekday it's a Yom Truah because you do blow. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's why we say in the daven. That's why we throw the word Zichron Truah to Miramis to that. The problem is that's not the Maskaras of Gemara. The Gemara says the end that that's not true. The Gemara says that in HaTorah you actually do blow shofar on Shabbos. The only reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is a gezeirah b'derabanan. We're afraid you may come to carry the shofar like a lulav in the Megillah. But midaraisa, you do blow on Shabbos. So in terms of the meaning of the psukim, so the word zichron shu and yom shu don't really mean anything different. It means they're both expressions of the same mitzvah of blowing shofar. So then, hadra kushal tuch. So why in the world on our davening do we highlight that? Why do we stick something in the parenthesis? We throw in the next word zichron on Shabbos. But not true. It's the same yom shu on Shabbos as it is on a yom chol. So the Yushalmi has that idea. The Yushalmi Paskins, like the Havli and the Bavli. The Bavli thought that maybe there's a difference between that Torah, between Shabbos and the weekday, and the Rishami says that Taka, that is the answer. So our tefillahs have somehow rooted more in the Nuscha of the Rishami than in the Bavli. It's very strange thing. No one's exactly sure why in the world, why Nuscha tefillah, why we throw that word Zichron through. It doesn't really fit a Pi Halacha. That's what says the Yad Kol Sinus. That's what we do. We say that's what the Minhag Yisrael is. So we've been doing that for thousands of years. So for some strange reason, the word Zichron has snuck its way into the davening on Rosh Hashanah Shacharis v'Shabbos. We mentioned before that Rosh Hashanah is different from the Shalosh Regalim in the sense of that there's no Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah. There are no Shabbos Simcha Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Chagiga Rosh Hashanah. That whole picture of Aliyah L'Regel with all the different mitzvahs on the Shalosh Regalim, there are three different karbanos. You have to bring a karban Olan, you have to bring a Shabbos Simcha, a Shabbos Chagiga. There's so many different karbanos that you bring, and none of that picture applies to Rosh Hashanah. You want to go visit the basic major Rosh Hashanah because of the day. But in terms of being a mitzvah lila regal, there isn't any. So it's because of that distinction that the poskim point out that in the nusach hatfil of musaf, you have to be careful not to make mention of that. Normally, the regular text of musaf, I need about tefillah to help with this one. So ve'ein anach yicholim lalos le'rals l'shtach musaf anach. That's the regular flow. So in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch not to say that. I'm black and white in Shulchan Aruch. Not to say that phrase, it's partially not true. Now you don't say me'ein anach yicholim lalos le'rals l'shtach musaf anach. No one was ever olav v'v'nalav l'shtach and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you skip right to ve'ein anach yicholim lalos chavosein v'beis chirasech. That whole phrase is deleted. So those who remember back from the archives of our Torah history, this was the first of the unsolved mysteries. I think we have three now. I forgot what the third one was already. But the first of the unsolved mysteries in our Torah was the very first Rosh Hashanah. We were here. So the Chazan gets up. We brought in Rabbi Hartstein to remind us. So the Chazan gets up and he says, So I banged on the shtender that, in those days, the Chazan was closer to me, so I banged on the shtender. He said, So he didn't know what I was talking about. So I pointed him out. Don't say that phrase. And he points to me. It says it. And he pointed. It's in the machzor. I mean, it's in the machzor. So I mum to him, and then after the davening, I explained to him. I said, I don't care what it says in the machzor. Shulchan Aruch, it says dafka not to say it. It was a mistake in the Yotzko machzor. So they recalled that machzor. The next edition, somebody else, 500 Baltfielders realized that. So they recalled it, and they cut out that phrase to be correct. But the strange mystery is that machzor disappeared. And we have never, ever, since that first year, maybe you know something about this.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. They stole the machzor, and they say it in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So that machzor has not been located in the last 15 years, and nobody claimed responsibility for stealing that machzor, but that machzor has been gone. That and the Erev Tavshil and Chala, that was lost about 7 years ago, we still haven't found that, but if you saw, what was the third one? Something just happened. There was something recently also that we can't figure out what in the world happened. I remember it was also some ongoing mystery of our Torah. We'll see when we move the room next door. So we'll take a look at the biggest chametz in this room. We'll find all the missing pieces. Okay. Anyway, back to that story. So we have a few things that are happening here and there that are missing. Things we would have expected and should have expected, would have expected, but lemaisa are not here for actual real halachic considerations. There is something else that's almost glaringly missing from the davening in Rosh Hashanah, and that is the notion of slichos and viduyim, all that kind of stuff. Now we already start saying slichos from before Rosh Hashanah, and then of course we continue the slichos through Rosh Hashanah. It would appear that the saying of the slichos that we have before Rosh Hashanah, the slichos that we say between Seis Metshuva, may be slightly different in nuance. I mean, the nusach gets a little bit longer during Seis Metshuva, but it could be it's almost a little bit of a different goal, what we're trying to accomplish with the slichos during Seis Metshuva, what we're trying to accomplish before Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva only quotes the minhag of saying Slichas during the Sesame Tshuva. He doesn't make any mention, any reference to the saying of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying he did or he didn't, but Lamaisa in Mishnah Torah, the best man also doesn't appear. But in a concerning Sesame Tshuva, the Rambam does write about the saying of Slichas, and the Rambam puts it into a very strange place. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is describing that when Rosh Hashanah comes, so the Svarim are opened up, and the Svarim of the Tzadikim and the Rishayim and the Beinanim, and the Beinanim describes anybody who's 50-50, and that's when the Rambam makes this famous statement where he says nobody really knows how to cheshbon out. It's not one mitzvah connected one aveira. Some mitzvahs are more than others, other aveiras are more than others, other kodesh baruch knows the cheshbon. So therefore, it's very hard for us to know where we fit. So we have to assume the following. The Rambam says we have to assume that we're all Beinanim ourselves, but we have to assume everybody else is tzaddikim. So that's why we wish everybody in Rosh Hashanah, shatav tikas v'zichasim, because the Gemara says that the tzaddikim gemurim, the chasim is already on Rosh Hashanah, they don't really need Yom Kippur. We do Yom Kippur because we don't know who we are. So it could be that the whole Yom Kippur was on Nessa. It could be we finished the deal in Rosh Hashanah, we're good to go, but nobody knows that. So we have to work with the assumption that we're not quite finished yet, but we assume everybody else is Dan L'Chavschus, so we treat everybody else as being Tzadikim Gemurim, but for ourselves, we view ourselves as Beinim. That's the mindset of the Aseret Mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, because every mitzvah counts, and nobody knows which mitzvah is going to overcome the other. So therefore, Nogu B'yom Eilu, the Rambam writes, or these days, Klai Yisrael try to do a lot more mitzvahs. Everyone tries to be machmer of things, try to do more mitzvahs, and to give more tzedakah. The Rambam writes explicitly, give more tzedakah. You do all kind of extra special things during a Seder Mitzvah, because maybe you can tilt the balance a little bit. So it's in that context where the Rambam writes, because of this, Nogu Alam Lokum, Lifnos Boker, Lahabas Ptacharunim. That's where the minig is. Rambam writes it's a minig b'chol Tzvitzus Yisrael. All Jewish communities worldwide, they have different texts for what they say, but everyone has the same minig that they get up in this Eretz Metshuva and they daven early before davening starts. They say Eretz Tfilas and Eretz Tchinas and all that we call today Slichos. And the Rambam says we do this Achir Hayom until it gets light and then we start the davening. So you get the impression of the Rambam that the goal of saying Slichos is because we want to get more mitzvah of Tfilah. That the same way we give more tzedakah, the Rambam says in the same breath, we give more tzedakah, we learn more Torah, and we do more mitzvahs, and we machber and pastoral, whatever, all the chumras that we do, and all the things that we do. So we want to daven more. What are you going to daven more? How many shmoneses are you going to daven? So I daven shmoneses, I daven kriyash, I daven brichas kriyash, I'm looking for more things to daven. So we'll give you more things to daven. We'll give you a slichas book, we'll give you a daven another 20 minutes before, we'll give you a chapa ran, an extra tefillas. So the Rambam seems to connect the idea of saying slichas dafka to aseres mitzvah. Is that before Rosh Hashanah? We try to do mitzvahs all the time, but we don't do extra. That idea of that extra push doesn't exist before Rosh Hashanah. So that's maybe why the Rambam doesn't quote the meaning of saying Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, because the Rambam didn't think that was really what Slichas was all about. So it makes sense during the Sesame Tshuva, not before Rosh Hashanah. So where did that minute come from to say Slichas before Rosh Hashanah? So that's a little bit of a different thing. That's a preparation. That's getting a... You can't just stop coming, Baruch Hu, here we are, the Yom HaDin, just like that. Okay, we got to get ready for the Yom HaDin. That's what the Medrash says, that there are different stages of preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So there's a little bit of preparation for Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the Medrash says that in Erev Rosh Hashanah, many people have the meaning of fasting. That's also like a preparation. You have to get ready before you come to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the saying of the Slichas before, there's a Hachonah for Rosh Hashanah. So the different kinds of Slichas. It's the same words, the same, again, a few minutes longer in Sesame Tshuva, but the goal is a little bit different. So one would have expected that Rosh Hashanah would have been a time that we would have also been, we would have focused on the Viduyim and being Chayzi B'Tshuva, because the Chor Rosh Hashanah is also a Zman Tshuva. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that the Rem is Yesh B'Dover. The Rambam introduces the mitzvah Tkiyah Shayfa by saying it's a Gzer Sakosav, it's a Chok, we don't really understand it. The Rem is Yesh B'Dover, there's a hint to it that Uyashem is Shanaschem, it's supposed to be a call to wake up. Chazur b'tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah is also a Zman of Tshuva. It's the first day of Aseres Tshuva. It's a Zman of Tshuva. So why aren't we doing those parts of the davening that's usually associated with Tshuva? The Rambam elaborates at the beginning of Chos Tshuva how Tshuva requires it. You have to be Meitzim Fair. You have to say the Inyan Yividu, Inyan Bakosh, everything that we associate with saying of Slichos. One would have expected would be followed on Rosh Hashanah as well. So the Chora, the answer to that question is that even though it's clear that Rosh Hashanah is a Zman of Tshuva, the Rambam explicitly in Rosh Tshuva, it's a Zman of Tshuva, it's a different kind of a Tshuva than the Tshuva of the Aseres Tshuva. It's a different kind of a Tshuva than Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur culminates the tshuva, the pratim. It's the Rambam's lashon, and the tshuva is the Yom Kippur is keitz slicha b'chol Yisrael. It's a tshuva on the details. So you have to be chayz b'tshuva details. So you be chayz b'tshuva on the lashon hara and the Torah and whatever your long list of aleph beis is all about. So you have to spell them out. You have to be. We try to spell out everything that we did. So you try to say as best as you can, the Pirut HaChatoim. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a time of tshuva, but it's not a time of tshuva on the details. It's a time of tshuva on a machshava sachayim. It's a time of tshuva on hashkafa. It's a time to get our priorities back in place. You can't just come running to Yom Kippur, here I am, Baruch Habu, it's not Klap HaNachayim. It's going to be a very cheapy kind of a tshuva. It's not going to mean anything. You have to first, get things back into perspective. Malchus Shemayim, Zichrona, Shofros, Kabbalas Torah, all the themes that appear in the Davening Rosh Hashanah, you have to first be Mekabel them. You have to be Chayze B'tshuva, not from what things that you did wrong, you have to be Chayze B'tshuva from what your mindset, that all year long I lost focus on what the priorities are. So that's a different kind of Chazor B'tshuva. So that kind of Chazor B'tshuva, it's not appropriate, it's not right to start being fired. I mean, Rosh Hashanah was like clapping al chayt for Lashon Hara. I'm not there yet. I have to first become a Malchus Shemayim. First, I have to get things back on target. And once I'm back on target, then I can begin to deal with some of the details as they play out. So Rosh Hashanah is definitely a time of tshuva, but it's not a time that we refer to achatoy. It's interesting that the phrase chait, in terms of ourselves being chaitay, is almost never found in the entire davening Rosh Hashanah. It's only one place where it appears in Avinu Malkeinu, in the first Avinu Malkeinu Chatam Lefanecha. So there are. There are some who say not to say that phrase in Rosh Hashanah. It's apostolic. That's not, you don't say Chatam Lefanecha Rosh Hashanah. And there are others who give a tight shit of Avinu Malkeinu Chatam Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're our king, even though we were chayte, they give some hoshtekul Torah. The emphasis is not on the Chatam Lefanecha, the emphasis is on the Avinu Malkeinu part. So they give you some hoshtekul Torah that we don't want to say anything about Chatam. So usually, I don't know, I think since I was a kid, so. They must talk. We did this in SAR, elementary school. They say, Avinu Malkeinu, so you say, Avinu Malkeinu Chatam Lefanecha. Anyone do that? No one does that. I don't know. They taught me that when I was a little kid, so that's why I did Chatam Lefanecha. So I don't do that in Rosh Hashanah. So I try to remember not to follow my minhag from elementary school days. That I don't clap al chait on Avinu Malkeinu Chatam Lefanecha, say Rosh Hashanah. Because you're not supposed to focus too much on chait. So again, there's no source for what I just told you. It's just, it was made up, but it's a reflection of this idea. Rosh Hashanah is, besides being Aleph Tishrei, being the beginning of the new year, it happens to also be the beginning of a new month. It happens to be Rosh Chodesh as well. So one would have expected that as a Rosh Chodesh, that we would have treated like a regular Rosh Chodesh with all the rights and privileges to Rosh Chodesh. So wherever we go, wherever we turn, so we find that somehow we try to minimize as much as possible the Rosh Chodesh part. Where did that come from? So the Mefarshim have this idea. It's based on the Pasuk, Bakesel Yem Chagenu. That the pasuk in Tehillim describes Rosh Hashanah as being Bekesel Yem Chagenu, Ezu Chag Shechodesh Miskasabo. It's the only Yom Tov that we have that you can't see the moon. You think about it, the Pesach, Sukkot, even Shavuos, you can see the moon. But the Rosh Hashanah, you can't see the moon. It's Aleph and Tishrei. I mean, the Edom see the moon late in the afternoon, but nobody really sees the moon. So it's the only Chag Shechodesh Miskasabo. So somehow, because of that, we try to tone it down a little bit. We don't make such a fuss out of it being Rosh Chodesh. That's the reason why the meaning is we don't say Mevarchim. We don't say Shabbos Mevarchim before Rosh Hashanah, or even as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. I could have said it. The meaning is all is that we don't say it. I guess that's Seder or Torah Kiddush. I guess that we only say it when there's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Mevarchim, not a Rosh Hashanah thing of Kiddush. So we'll save a few dollars for some cake. Anyway, so we have other things in the davening and the different opinions in the Rishonim as to what extent that idea is, how much we try to downplay the Rosh Chodesh part. There are certain parts that we can't downplay. There are certain parts we have to mention. It's in the Kavanas Hayom. So we have no choice that when we mention the Kavanas Hayom, so we have to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. We have to mention the Shnei Seirim L'chaper. We have to mention that Muvada. Don't we say Muvada also Chodesh V'chosava? We have to say something like that. There was some Rishonim who said not to say that. Some Rishonim said that you leave that part out. You don't say that B'chlal on Rosh Hashanah. But I'm thinking is that that we do. Because of this, so you have to be careful to say Musve Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, because the double Nusach of the Musaf, normally that phrase Musve is usually reserved for when you have a Yom Tov and a Shabbos coinciding. But here in Rosh Hashanah, you have to be careful to mention Musve Yom HaZikaron, because it is double musaf. There was a famous machzor years ago. It was not the Burman machzor. It was for sure not the Oscar machzor. The famous, there was the Adler machzor. The Adler machzor that was always known. Every year the rabbi would always announce it's known for its mistake. If somehow they didn't put in the phrase, it only says on the Sabbath recite musaf. On a weekday recite musaf. Somebody made a mistake. So every year they would announce that they're using the Adler machzor, so you have to make sure they say the word musaf because it's partially wrong. Anyway, whatever it is. So we try again as much as we can. We downplay a little bit the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, but the Maisa, it really is Rosh Chodesh. There is a one aspect of the davening that's unique to Rosh Chodesh. There's a very long list of question whether it spills over, whether it carries over to Rosh Hashanah. So there is a Gemara in the end of the fourth paragraph of Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, that's the problem. Usually the rule is, if you forget to say one of the Hasafas, one of the added insertions to davening, so the rule basically is, if it's a Yom, that's a Yom in HaTorah, so there is a day, so that's a problem. So if you miss Shabbos davening and the other davening, Rosh Chodesh davening, so that's going to impact on the davening, even with the Yevon, you have to daven over again. If you miss just Al-Anisim is only Derabonan, or you miss Titus Tiber, you miss things that are only Derabonan anyway, so then with the Yevon, you're not going to have to go back for the davening. So Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovo, that's a Derais of the day. So you should be required to go back for the davening if you miss the Yalav Yovo. So the Gemara says that's true most of the time, but Meir is an exception to the rule. That it's funny because even though the Gemara says if you miss Yalav Yovo, you got to go back. But for Meir of Tach, it's not true. And for Shacharis, if you're ready to daven Musaf, according to many poskim, it's also not true. Because the davening Musaf, somehow, for some strange reason, that carries you over, that counts for Shacharis. So it turns out that even though the rule is you got to go back, Meir, if you don't go back, Shacharis, half the time you don't go back, and the only time you go back is Mincha. But if you forgot Mincha, and it's already after dark, so then according to many shim, you don't go back. So it's a funny rule. You always go back, except for the 95% of the time you don't go back. But in theory, you do go back. So at night, you don't go back. At night, the Gemara says the Farish, the end of the fourth Baruch Brachas, that you don't go back if you missed the Yalav Yovo. The Gemara says, why not? Why don't you go back for missing Yalav Yovo? So the Gemara says, a strange reason, because Eimakachis Achodesh Balayla. Since the Beis Din doesn't have the koyach to declare Rosh Chodesh, even if the Eidim would come and say they saw the new moon at night, which is highly unlikely anyway, they're going to see it so early. But even if they saw the new moon at night, so Beis Din has no right to say Kiddush Achodesh until the next day. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Chog Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, that Kiddush Achodesh is called a Mishpat. And Mishpat has to be by Yom. All inyanim of Mishpat, all inyanim of Dinei Torah have to be done in the daytime. So Mechalik is the Rishon, what a B'diyevin. What a B'diyevin, you did in Torah by night. Maybe it's not even Chal. But all Dinei Torah have to be done in the daytime. Not everything that requires a Beis Din is subject to the Dinim of Mishpat. That's where the Gemara says, B'fei Rishon Masechus Nedarim, that a Taras Nedarim can be done at night, even L'chad Chila. Because a Taras Nedarim is not really you need a Beis Din, but it's not a Din Torah. There's no give and take. There's no the Din of a Din Torah doesn't apply to a Taras Nedarim. And therefore, a Taras Nedarim is mut even L'chad Chila at night. So now we're holding by that Shaila for next week. So that's the Shaila in the Poskim, can you do a Prosbul at night? So some suggest that maybe you can't run a Prosbul at night. Why? Because the Prosbul means that you're Moseh to the Dayanim. So yeah, you have a Beisha Beis Din. So either you have a grandiose Beis Din or you have a watered down Beis Din, whatever the three Dayanim are. So someone would suggest maybe you can't have a Moseh Beis Din at night. So the Ruben the Pesachim says it's not true. That a Prosbul Beis Din for Prosbul, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting there. They're half asleep. They're not passing anything. They're just receiving the debts. So you're handing over your papers, your theoretical papers to the Beis Din. So why can't they do that at night? That's what I think most poskim are of their opinion. So we're still just being down on that one akuda before next week, before we announce the times of prosbuls. So I don't remember what we did last time. We had any prosbuls done at night, but I have a feeling just for logistical reasons, we may have to do some. We have to open up some night times next week. So if we do, so we're assuming that we're going to rely on those poskim to say that the prosbuls are good enough at night. Also, that seems to be the view of Ruben the poskim. Anyway, but. Kiddush HaKadosh for sure can't be at night. That's the Mishpat Elokei Yaakov for sure can't be at night. So the Gemara says in the fourth Berakhot Brachos that if you forgot to say Yalav Yovo, you don't have to go back on Rosh Chodesh because anyway, it's not so terrible. Anyway, it's only the night time. And Eimah Kachos HaKadosh B'Laila. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So the Rav had a very famous beer we spoke about in the past. And the Rav said, what that means is as follows, that when we say Yalav Yovo, so it's not just Hilchos Tefillah, it's just Stam Davening, it's an act of Kiddush HaChodesh. We're participating in the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. Why are we? What do we do exactly to declare Rosh Chodesh? So the Rav developed a whole Yisoid based on Rambam that the real Makadshim of Rosh Chodesh are really Klal Yisrael. We're Makadish Yisrael Bizman. We're the ones who have the Koyach to Makadish Bizman. So Bizman, when there was a Beis in Agodol, so the Beis in Agodol represented the Jewish people. The Beis in Agodol were not just the greatest Tamid Chachamim, but they were also the representatives. They were the spiritual representatives of Klal Yisrael. So when they would declare Makadish HaChodesh, so that was as if the entire Jewish people was declaring Makadish HaChodesh. But when you don't have a base, when you don't have a, you can have a without base, it makes you have a base then, so then you don't have those representatives anymore, so then you have to go back to the bases, go back to Klai Yisrael themselves. So Klai Yisrael, the Makachim is a Chodesh. So when we say Yal V'Yovim, we daven on Rosh Chodesh, we are participating in the act of Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's why if you missed Yal V'Yovim in the daytime, that's a big, 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 big problem. So then there's a Chisaron in the Kiddush HaChodesh. Can you imagine how important each person is? Each person, Shema Nesri, is so important that if you didn't sign on to the Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't mean if you forgot to daven in Mincha that day, so there's no Yom Kippur that year. Don't think you're that important. But in a certain sense, we view every Jew as being part of the Kiddush HaChodesh process. Whereas at night, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, nobody's Mekadesh HaChodesh. So since the Beis Din can't be Mekadesh HaChodesh, our Yalav Yavos at night are not so important either. And therefore, if you missed the Yalav Yavos at night, the world won't come to an end. So that's the way the Rav gave a razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah as to why the missing of the Yalav Yavos at night is not so bad. What prompted the Rav to give the shtickle Torah is that why is this din true bizman azeh? Bizman, when they used to be mekadesh al pi ra'iyah, so I understand why if you missed Yalav Yavos at night, it's not so bad. Today, we're not mekadesh al pi ra'iyah. We have a calendar. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So what is the fact that 1,500 years ago, there couldn't be mekadesh al chodesh at night? What does that have to do with me? Bizman azeh. So the answer is it has everything to do with me, because we're still mekadesh al chodesh. We're not mekadesh al chodesh through Beis Din, we're mekadesh al chodesh through Klal Yisrael. So each and every person's Yalav Yavos was important. So the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's making reference to this. I think it's not in the Mishnah itself. I think it's in the Sefer Tzion, so maybe in the Behetim. It's quoted. They quote from the Chai Adam, that quotes from one of the Gedolim in Europe at the time who came up with the Kabbalah al-Gechid. She said that we assume la'alocha that if a person forgot to say Hamelech HaKadosh during the Yisrael Mechuva, so the entire Shemon Esrei has to be repeated. If you missed the Zachreinu Michamoch and that kind of stuff, that doesn't matter. Those other insertions, the Shemon Esrei, were not instituted by the Chachmei Gemara. They're after the Gemara. They're from the days of the Gaonim. That's why there was a whole shout about even saying them. How can you add these things? And is it really appropriate to start adding Pashkin in the Shemon Esrei? But that meaning is we add Zachreinu Michamoch, etc. But Hamelech HaKadosh and HaMishpah were instituted by the Chachamim, by Chachmei, when they instituted the Seder at Tefillah. So we would pass in the Halacha Shulchan Aruch that if you missed Zachreinu, that's not a problem, but if you missed the Melech HaKadosh, you have to go back to the davening. So the Chai Adam quotes from one of the Gedolim who said that if you missed Melech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so then it's okay. Then you don't have to go back. Why? Because why do we say Melech HaKadosh for in the first place? It's to highlight the fact that HaKadosh Baruch was the Melech sitting on the Kisei HaMishpat, the Kisei HaDin. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on the same pasuk, that first it's Chayk Yisrael. That first Klai Yisrael have to declare to be Rosh Chodesh, to be Rosh Hashanah, and then Mishpah Luch Yaakov. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't begin the Din Yishamayim until after Beis Din declares it to be Rosh Chodesh. So therefore at night there's no real Din. At night HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really judging the world at night. The Din of Rosh Hashanah begins in the daytime. It begins at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh. There is no Din at night. That's why you can sleep at night, Rosh Hashanah. Even those who follow the practice not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Yom HaDin, you go to sleep at night. Don't sleep for two nights. You're not going to function by the next day. So the Chai Adam quotes this idea that since the whole saying of Melech HaKadosh is because of the fact that it's Zman HaDin, but it's not really Zman HaDin yet because Klai Yisrael won't Mekadesh HaChodesh yet. So if you missed the Melech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it's Nishkefilch. So if you miss it any other day, you miss it on the Tuesday Mincha, no? So that's what you've got to go back. But if you miss it on the first night, then the world won't come there. Who is going to miss it on the first night? Who's not down in a machzah? Who remembers the Chente Bachtecha from last year by heart? So everyone's down in a machzah. But whatever it is, if for some chance you goofed and you missed the Melech HaKadosh, so Chai Adam says you don't have to go back. So the Rav didn't think that was correct. The Rav thought that's a tremendous jump, because Yalav HaYavos was not an integral part of the davening itself. There's a long dish of Shailah, Chaim already has this, that when you have different Haskaras, different Hosafos, that we eat by Chazal, so we say certain things at certain times of the year, so there's a long dish of question, are these just kind of insertions, they're additions to Shemoneh Esrei? There's the basic text of Shemoneh Esrei is the same the entire year. Every day, it starts with Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Shalom, maybe according to the Rabbit Slot, with Hashem Tzvazi Tiftach, whatever the first word of the Shemoneh Esrei are, there's one standard text of Shemoneh Esrei the entire year. Then there are different days of the year. Chanukah you throw on this, and the Rosh Chodesh you throw on that, and half the year you throw on Machshavah Ruach, and the other half some of the year you throw on Saint Talamata. There are different insertions that are done throughout the course of the year, but there's really one fundamental standard text, and everything else is almost menachot. It's not an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Well, do I say no? There were different Shemoneh Esrei that were instituted at different times of the year. When I daven in the winter, with Mashiach, it's a different Shemoneh Esrei. There are two different texts. There are five different texts. There's Rosh Chodesh text. There's a Chanukah text. There's Purim text. Every day has its own text. Like the Mrs. Cooperman, like the lady when Shabbos fell on Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So there's the famous story about, it used to be an old, I don't know if this really ever happened, but it was a legend about the famous Mrs. Cooperman. So it was a lady, she was an old European lady, she would come to shul every Shabbos, and she would daven all day, all day, all day, all day. And they asked her finally, what are you doing? So she said, I'm so confused, I can never figure out every day is a different thing to add. So I decided I'm going to start every day. I start from the first page in the Siddur, I go to the last page. It's Chanukah, it's Purim, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Tisha. But it says Meshuvah, every word, HaKadosh Baruch will sort out which parts of the tefillah are appropriate for that day. That's the famous thing. So they used to say a joke, that's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, that's Mrs. Koopman Shabbos, because that's the Shabbos that you say almost everything, that almost 95% of the Siddur said. Okay, anyway, get back to the story. So Reb Chaim already had this idea that you have to figure out whether these Hosafos are an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei or there's something Menachutz. And the answer may not be the same for everything. So the Rav suggested that Yalva Yavo is something that's added into the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, right? And therefore you could argue that every once in a while, if you miss it, it's not the end of the world. The world's not going to come to an end if you miss Yalva Yavo at night. But a Melech HaKadosh, that's the text of the Shemoneh Esrei. That when Chazal came in, with Ashkenaz, they were misaking the words of Shemoneh Esrei, they were misaking that 344 days a year you say HaKel HaKadosh, and 10 days a year you say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you didn't say Melech HaKadosh, you didn't have Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, you missed the bracha. You didn't say Tekab Shofar. You missed the bracha. So you can't say that, well, I basically daven, but I missed the insertion. Melech HaKadosh is not an insertion to the Shemoneh Esrei. Melech HaKadosh is the text of the Shemoneh Esrei proper. And therefore, you cannot discuss leaving that out and missing it. And therefore, it's not something that's terrible. If you missed the Melech HaKadosh, you might have missed the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So bottom line is, Daven Machsa. Try not to forget to say Melech HaKadosh the first night. And if you do, then you have a Machlekes HaPoskim. So that's the last thing you want to be, is a Sufek Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, stop. Why?